Well, today is Baptism Sunday, and we're changing things around a little bit. I'm gonna give you just a little mini message about what does it mean to be baptized. For those of you here today, you've made this decision to say that I want the world to see. I want my family, my friends, my church family to see that you made a decision not only to follow Jesus, but declare that he is Lord of your life. What is baptism? Does baptism save us? Why do we put a hot tub in the church? And why do we go under the water? I think it's important that even though you've made that decision, and some of you were like saying, I haven't made the decision yet, but maybe even today you might decide after I share this to say that, you know what, I've never been water baptized, and that's okay, because today can be your day too. We have shirts and shorts and towels for you. If you are here today and you've already signed up to be baptized, I would recommend that you go and get changed now, and you can pick up one of these great shirts, these baptism shirts, and there's seats up here. You can stay seated where you are as well. That's fine. I'll give you some instruction after my message. But let's just pray, and then we'll dig into this message. Father, today I woke up with great anticipation. This is probably one of the most profound days, apart from making a decision to follow Jesus, but to go public with it is probably the next greatest decision in this journey of discipleship, to say, I am following Jesus for all the days of my life. Father, I remember that day when I was 22 years old, grew up in the church, but there was a moment I said, Lord, I want to be all in. I want to be all in. And I remember that day so vividly. And so, Lord, I know today will be such an important, special day that we as a church family can gather around and celebrate with one another. Father, we're here today to not only honor you, but to honor the lives that have said, we want to follow you. And everybody said, amen. So why water baptism? John, you can stay up here, by the way. You don't have to leave. I love John staying up here. First of all, water baptism, it doesn't save you. Water baptism is a declaration. But it is a really important part, right? Our decision in Jesus, faith in Jesus, to acknowledge what he's done on the cross, that saves us, right? That faith in him. But water baptism is really the next step in this discipleship journey, in this journey to follow Jesus. There's a scripture, and you'll see it on the screen here in Romans chapter 6, verse 4. I'll read this for us. It says this. I'm going to start in verse 1, but you'll see verse 4 out there. What shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. How can we who died to sin still live in it? Now we're talking about discipleship, right? He's talking about this decision to follow Jesus. Do you know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Were we buried, therefore, into his death? We are buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that Christ was raised from the dead to glorify the Father, we too might walk in newness of life. If baptism doesn't save us, then what is the purpose of baptism? Baptism begins to declare and to show our family and friends that we are dying to our old self. Like Jesus, who died a death and was put in the tomb and then raised to new life, that our identity with Jesus is seen through the symbolism, the symbolic act of going into the waters of baptism. that we would die to our old ways. That we're showing the world that we are going under this water. And then we're coming out as a new creation, declaring that Jesus is the Lord of our life, and that we are going to no longer live under the power and the curse that sin has put in our life. And it is a journey. It doesn't mean that all of a sudden, the moment you get water baptized, that everything's going to go smoothly for you. But there's something that happens, and I've been thinking about this, like, why did Jesus model it for us? Why did God himself, in the form of Jesus, model this for us? Jesus himself was baptized. I think there's something so significant about that declaration that breaks power off of our life, the power of sin, the chains of bondage off of our life. Because when you go public, it's one thing when you say, hey, I've made a decision in my heart and I prayed the prayer one time and maybe I shared it with one person. But when you go public in this way, it's like there's no turning back. There's no turning back. It's another great scripture here that why do we get baptized? And why is this? It's actually part of Jesus is commandment to us, the Great Commission, right? Matthew 28 says this. Matthew 28. This is interesting. When he gave the Great Commission, this was after his death and resurrection. And then he gives us our instructions. It says this, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. Baptism is part of God's plan of discipleship. Baptism is part of God's plan to this journey of identifying with Jesus. To say, I'm no longer identifying with the world because I was birthed into this world, and this world tried to identify me. This world tried to make me who I am, but my identity now is rooted in Jesus Christ, and I'm identifying with him. This death and resurrection, I'm dying to my old self. I'm dying to the world's ways, and I'm going to live for Christ and Jesus Christ only. So why dunking? Why submersion? Why not sprinkling? Some traditions still sprinkle. But if we're going to take Jesus' model, Jesus himself was baptized by John the Baptist. And he would have gone into the waters and he would have gone into submersion, baptismo, which means immerse or dip. And I'm not saying like dip your toe in the water. I'm thinking of dipping like this. Taking a Oreo cookie and dunking it in the milk all the way in. So much so your fingers get a little milk on it, right? And then there's a dip like that. Not we're going submerged. All right. That was a bad imagery. You're going to think you're like an Oreo cookie today. Once an Oreo cookie, then you're going to come out of the waters a white frosted cookie. Made new. Made new. I look back at my own life, and I grew up in the church, and I wasn't really living for Jesus. But when I made this decision to say, I'm all in, your heart starts beating fast. Like, I know I need to do it. Like, there's just something in your spirit that says, I know I need to do this. For me, I was 22 years old, and after encountering God in a really significant way, I knew my next step was to go in the waters of baptism. It's a combination of obedience, and it's a combination of just knowing that this is the right next step. It's a combination of saying, I want to identify with Jesus, and I want to, like, man, I want my old life gone. And then we go back and we remember this day. For some of you, this day is a momentous day. For those of you getting baptized. Because it marks you. It marks you as one who's going to be different. You're going to be different than the world. You're not going to follow the world's ways. You're going to follow Jesus and his ways, his kingdom ways. And that declaration is an important declaration. If you're here today and are being going to be baptized, I encourage you at this moment to move to this side of the auditorium. There's seats for you right here, reserve seats. And if these seats get filled up, go ahead and just stand alongside the wall. The cool part about baptisms this time, we're trying something new. Sometimes we don't always get to hear the testimony of what has transpired in somebody's life. And so we actually asked those who had signed up initially to be baptized to give us a few words of their life before Jesus, their life after Jesus. And we'll be able to hear their testimony. And can I tell you, when somebody comes out of that water, can I have a roar of cheer for that person? I know I don't need to instruct you because you're just going to do it anyways, but it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And if you are here today, you know, there's many that are going to be baptized first service. So as baptisms are happening, if you are feeling like I have never been water baptized and today is my day, you know, your heart will start pounding fast. You'll start getting a little dizzy and you'll be like, what's happening? And it's like this Holy Spirit is urging and compelling you to say that today is your day. That you can just go right out those doors, get a t-shirt, get some shorts, and today can be your day. So I'm going to show this video and then we're going to start water baptisms. Watch this video.
Water holds the power of life and death. Without it, we cannot survive. Too much of it destroys. Early in the human story, water cleansed the earth of evil and wickedness. Only Noah and his family remained dry. Years later, an infant Moses placed in a basket is saved from death in the Nile River. Moses remains dry. And again, Moses leads his people across dry land, just before the Red Sea crashes over Pharaoh and his armies. In this water, we find death, our separation from God. Then Jesus comes. He does not avoid the water. He is immersed in it with us, baptized with humanity. He emerges with a new life, a new self, a new identity, and invites us to do the same. Water holds the power of life and death. Today, we choose life.
Thank you so much for watching us online. We're so glad that you joined us. We trust that Jesus has spoken to your heart and you've been challenged by his word. If you'd like to know more information about Grace Capital Church, please visit us at gccnh.com. We'll see you next time.